story. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Do you want to go to Dory?
Not quite yet. Not quite yet.
Before we get to the call.
Dory's calling from Tucson with questions about home inspections. But before we go there, I want to come back to our special guest, Mrs. Judy Lowe, the commissioner for the Arizona Real Estate Department. We were talking about flipped homes, and we deal with it on a fairly regular basis here at Rosie on the House. People that have moved in a home, discovering work's been done, out of permit, work that out of code, and they're asking me, Rosie, I'm stuck. I mean, what's the realtor's responsibility in moving one of these pieces of property?
Well, you know, in state real estate law, the real estate licensee must disclose every material fact about that property that they know. They need to be doing it consistently and on every property. Now, if the real estate licensee does not know any material facts, of course, they don't have to make a disclosure. What can that homeowner now do? Depends on how long ago they bought.
Mm-hmm.
If it's very recent and they feel that they've been damaged, they need to gather their documents, may need to be heard by a civil court or a small claims court. But it usually requires some civil action unless it's a claim against a real estate licensee who did not disclose what they knew about the property.
Then they would contact you.
Then they would contact the Department of Real Estate.
No need to contact an attorney.
Not initially.
Okay, so you contact your department, and what happens? What's the procedure?
Come to azre.gov. There's a big button that you hit, and that pulls down the complaint form. Filling out that complaint form, including as much documentation and verbiage as possible on the complaint form, and then go back to our website, hit Message Center, and that allows the consumer to upload their complaint with all of those documents. It's immediately reviewed by the Department of Real Estate, and we determine whether it is outside of our jurisdiction, whether maybe it's a contract issue rather than a claim against a real estate licensee. If it's a claim against a real estate licensee, an investigation is opened immediately.
Okay, so y'all have some teeth there.
Yes, we do, against the real estate licensee.
Okay.
But if it's against the seller who did not make the disclosure, then it usually is a seller issue that has to be taken civilly.
We've added in our consumer alert in the last 7 or 8 years, because we have some guidelines when buying a home, things you need to do. And in the last 5 or 6 years, we've added contact the building department that the house sits in the jurisdiction of. If it's the city of Scottsdale or Glendale or Phoenix, contact the building department. They have records of every permit that's ever been pulled on that address. If you know work has been done, go find out if a permit's been pulled. It's very easy due diligence to do. If a permit's been pulled, find out, was it an owner pulled permit or was it a builder pulled permit? Find out if the builder's still in business. Verify his contractor license number. Contact him. If it was an owner pulled permit, contact that particular owner and see if a licensed contractor was used to get the work done. I mean, there's a lot of levels there to protect yourself.
And it all starts way back in the transaction. When you're the buyer of that property, making sure that you've gotten a seller property disclosure form, making sure that you've had a home inspection, maybe making sure or at least checking to see whether the home warranty that was placed on the property could cover a little bit of that. There are many, many avenues, as you say, Rosie, that can be followed.
Mrs. Judy Lowe, the commissioner for the Arizona Real Estate Department. And Judy, you've been in the industry long enough to know. We get calls like this. Rosie, I downloaded your alert. I was following every single, I was doing everything you told us to do, but my wife fell in love with the kitchen.
Don't fall in love with the kitchen. Well, fall in love with the kitchen, but don't become an emotional buyer.
Don't let your due diligence lapse.
That's right.
Let's bring Dory into the conversation. She's calling from Tucson, and apparently a less than desirable reaction with a particular home inspector. Good morning, Dory. What's your issue?
Good morning. I have seen, actually, when I sell a house, I sell it as is, because I find that inspectors come. I've seen a home inspected by three different inspectors. Each one comes up with an issue. I have seen them break things in a home. And the one that really I thought was really cute was where he said the plant was planted too close to the house. Isn't there some guideline or some, some form that they each check that they should not be an individual and pick up different, ideas about how things should be done in a home?
And Dory, you are a realtor down in Tucson?
No, I'm not a realtor.
Oh, okay. All right. but you've seen the home inspection reports. And
yes. I mean, I have friends that have gone through this.
Okay. Well, it's a lot like the home energy audit business. Not all inspectors are created equal. Not all home energy audit companies are created equal. I don't think there's a legal license in the home inspection world. There's trade associations that do a little self-policing, but we haven't a state-licensed agency that monitors the home inspectors, I don't believe.
Well, they must be registered
yes.
with the agency that oversees the registering of home inspectors.
Yeah, but that doesn't require a proof of proficiency or any particular class time.
Is no consistency there, yeah. and as Dory is saying, there is not a consistent checklist unless the individual inspector is a member of one of those associations, ASHI, or an association that governs the quality.
Yeah, I can tell y'all that we've done some of the homework for all of you, the homeowners, through our Rosie on the House certification. We do have two licensed inspectors. And one of the ways that we test our inspectors is we actually send them out on dummy inspections. We already know what's wrong with the house, and we send them out and blind shop them, ghost shop them, to see how diligent they are in turning the products up. And our two Rosie certified inspectors.
For our Tucson caller, it's Seal of Approval. S-E-A-L of Approval. Get it? Seal of Approval.
Seal.
And
they got
a seal as their logo.
Got it.
But great. I mean, we've had them on the air before.
Yes.
They've come down to the Saba Home Show, and they help us answer questions in the booth when we get overrun with traffic.
I want to get my hands on his photo library. Some of the things he's taken pictures of are unbelievable. So that's Seal of Approval for Southern Arizona, Pima County.
The inspector home inspections, Toby.
Toby.
Has put together some great information for us as well on what to look for and what he's found in flipped homes that will...
His email he sent this week was really, really pertinent. And the stuff that he has found, unbelievable. Toby, thanks for doing that.
The Inspector Home Inspections out of Mesa and then Seal of Approval Home Inspections out of Tucson. If you are a Prescott Flagstaff Northern Arizona Home Inspector, we have an opening for you. Just contact us at rosieonthehouse.com to start the application process.
Dory, thanks for the call, and we agree with you. Not all inspectors are created equal. I think, going back into the real estate industry, personally involved in it since the early 70s, when home inspections came out, I think the realtors fought it at first, and then they thought, oh no, it's just one more impediment to a transaction. We don't need more impediments. But the realtors, real estate agents, have really become to love the home inspection.
Yes, they have. And you know, Tucson adopted home inspections first.
I didn't know that.
And then it has become common in every transaction now here in the Valley. The quality of the home inspectors have improved. The education of the consumer Remember that it's the buyer that pays for that home inspection. So we have to educate the value of the home inspection to the consumer in order for them to realize the importance of it. And then the buy-in of the real estate licensee in encouraging and in some cases mandating almost that their buyers have a home inspection. It does make the transaction take a little bit longer, but not much longer. Maybe a few hours longer because you would be waiting for that home inspection report to come back.
Now, you don't get involved too much with the homeowners associations.
We have just, at the Department of Real Estate, just been given the HOA dispute resolution process.
And, that's going to fall into your lap.
Yes, it has.
Oh, boy.
Beginning last July 1st, owners who have an issue with their HOA or HOAs that have an issue with an owner may bring that issue to the Department of Real Estate, supply the department with all of the documents around it, and it is sent then to the Office of Administrative Hearings. The case is heard by an administrative law judge, and a binding decision is determined.
Okay. I did not realize they had moved that over to your desk.
Well, we are quickly realizing how many buyers move into a property and have never read the governing documents.
They fell in love with the kitchen.
They fell in love with the kitchen.
That's so true. When we talk to people about buying a home, I give them a very complicated spreadsheet, and then I tell them compare cost per square foot, both of the property, the lot, as well as the house. Take a look at the school districts. How close is it to the church of your choice? And I lead them through a whole vast thing, and then but I just wrap it up and I say, but if she likes the kitchen, buy it anyway.
No.
You'll end up in an apartment. She'll end up in the house.
The correct remodeler's answer would be, I'll make you any kitchen you want, any home
right.
you buy.
That's right. We're here with Mrs. Judy Lowe, the commissioner of the Arizona Department of Real Estate, talking Arizona real estate with you, the Arizona homeowners, here at Rosie on the House. We'll be right back. Y'all don't go anywhere. It's the Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House.